Live.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes. Zach, if I got an MRI, like, once a week, is that bad?
Get as many as you want. There's no, like, seriously, no issue, no detriment.
I just listened to last week's pod, and you literally asked, can I get an MRI every day? And Zach was like, no. Yeah, he's like, well, yeah, you're fine.
I changed it every week.
Yeah, what if it's once a year? Is that okay? That's when it starts getting into...
Well, you need to have more.
It's not as safe if you do that. See, I had that in my notes, still didn't delete it from last week. Forgot. I just want to make sure.
Guys, I had a vivid, one of the worst nightmares that I've had in recent history. And it was like so real.
Was I in it?
No.
Was Oscar in it?
Oscar was the subject of the nightmare.
Subject?
I like woke up and it was one of those nightmares where it's like it feels like it's real. Yeah. Right? So it's like the nightmare begins where I like wake up and get out of bed. And, like, normally Oscar's at, like, the foot of my bed, chilling there, like, say what's up. He's not there. And I was like, oh, maybe he, like, went outside to go to the bathroom. And I, like, go up. And, like, I can't find Oscar. And then I look around and, like, my front door's open.
No.
And I'm like, I'm like, oh, God. How long has my front door been open? Like, where's Oscar? And, like, I go outside. And I see Oscar. And he's at the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, Oscar got out, but, like, whatever, dude. Like, I'll go get him. And, like, I take a couple steps toward him, and he fucking, like, trots away a little bit. And I'm like, okay, like, haha, good goof, is he buddy.
Doing his, is he doing his goofy
Absolutely.
Walk?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. So it's accurate.
Like, looking over the shoulder, look, tongue out, smiling, beautiful boy. My beautiful boy. And so I'm like, okay, like, you know, I grab, like, his leash and his harness. I'm like, okay, I got to wrangle Oscar. It's like, I go. And then he, like, steps off the sidewalk into the street. And I'm like, okay, well, it's, like, the neighborhood's pretty quiet. Like, you know, he is in the street now. So the threat level has gone up from, like, a
threat level dragon,
a green to, like, a, you know, slightly orange. And now I'm, like, running after him. And he's running further away. And it's like, okay, now a car's coming. And it's like, okay, the car's coming. And he, like, keeps running. The car goes in between us. I, like, lose sight of him for a second. And then there he is. And it's like, okay. And then he gets out to the main street. No. And it's, like, traffic. Milliken High School's right there. There's just fucking, like, cars driving back and forth. And it turns into, like, a Frogger game where it's, like, before Oscar was, like, happy, goofy, like, haha, this is a game. And now he's, like, panicked. Scared.
Now it is a game.
I see it in his face, and he's scared. And I'm, like, trying to get him. And he's fucking, like, he's trying to run towards me, but a car's coming. So he has to back up, and then I have to back up. And then, like, I'm trying to wrangle him. And, you know, and no one in the cars are, like, stopping or, like, slowing down. And it's just, like, I'm, like, oh, shit. And then it's, like, we get to, like, the freeway on-ramp. And he's on
the freeway now.
He makes
it to the freeway
And it's, like, he's really scared. His, like, tail's tucked between his legs. And he's, like, cowering. And, like, a fucking semi, like, goes over him. And he's, like, oh, like, shaking. And then it's, like, this goes on and on. And then it's, like, he finally gets off the freeway. It's, like, cool. And then it's, have you guys seen the movie Baby's Day Out?
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With, like, the three
criminals.
Yeah, they kidnap them.
And the baby. It's kind of like a Mr. Magoo, but with a baby.
Yes.
And it's, like, there's a construction site. And there's, like, a pipe on a fucking fork, on a crane. And, like, Oscar walks into the pipe. And then the crane lifts the pipe. And, like, he goes up. And I'm, like, sprinting up the stairs. And, like, the pipe's spinning. And I see Oscar every now and then when I, like, I look down. And he's, like, like, full on freaking out. Super scared. And, like, I'm running up. It's, like, I fucking 30 it. Stories, 40 stories, 50. Stories were like way high up in the air, and then it like turns and it like kind of hits the side of the building, and he like walks out, and then he's on like a fucking I-beam, like a steel I-beam, like looking. He like slips a little bit because he's not the best, he's not the most coordinated guy, you know. And I'm like running up, I'm like, there's no more stairs, now I have to like climb scaffolding to get up there. It's windy, it's fucking and I finally like get to the top, and I'm like on one side of the I-beam, and he's on the other. And I'm like, come on. I'm like, Oscar, come on. And I, like, walk towards him. And as I'm walking towards him, the I-beam, like, the weight shifts it. So it starts leaning back. And then he starts sliding backwards. And I'm like, okay, so I back up. And then it, you know, it goes the other way.
So you go back all the way.
Yeah. So I back up. And he starts coming towards me. But then it gets too heavy. And so then, like, I hop off. And then he evens out. And then fucking diehard Hans Gruber status. I like, he's like so close to the edge, and like I have his like paw in my hand, and the I-beam fucking, he like falls off the I-beam, and at slow motion I look at him and he's falling backwards down, and we, I make eye contact and his tongue is out and it's just like a paw, and he's like falling, and then like right at the moment of impact I wake up like don't wake daddy, like sweating, and I like look down and like at the foot of my bed and Oscar's just sleeping like an angel boy, and I was like, dude, it felt like the dream went on for hours.
It probably did.
Dude,
you ran I was in like from the neighborhood to the freeway.
Yeah. I was sweating.
I love your brain, where your brain just, you just like ramped it up bit by bit. Yeah. Where it's just like neighborhood street, yeah, slightly yeah. more street, now it's freeway.
Dude, it was, I don't want to have that
slowly escalate.
Your post you made the other day where it was like Mondays and it's like Oscar like kind of looking depressed on the bed, like doesn't want to get up. And then Fridays was the next pick and it's like Oscar over the shoulder, like tongue out, like ears yeah. perked up. It was perfect.
I posted that when I woke up from the dream.
Oh my goodness.
Just as like a, my sweet angel boy.
He's I'm kind of bummed that we just listened to that and Oscar falls off a scaffolding.
Yeah.
You should have jumped after him.
But I didn't see, I didn't like see the moment of impact. Good. You know?
Yeah, you don't need to see stuff like that.
No, I don't.
Nobody should ever see anything like that.
I don't need the splat.
Yeah. There was a, getting off the freeway off ramp, yeah, there was a dead cat.
Yeah, I did see that. That was
unfortunate.
I hate seeing that shit all the time, especially when you like, you just look and it's like you see its face too.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Well, you're like coming off the fucking freeway and you like see something on the road and you're like, no, please don't be anything.
Please
like,
be a possum.
Yeah.
Like, or a human. Just yeah. like not, yeah. like, not, a, not a domesticated pet. Animal.
My little key cat.
Yeah, I don't know why we. Now I was like,
no, Zach, don't go there, dude.
I drive a lot, so like the one, there's like a. I've seen a couple things that like, not scarred me. Well, the one I really fucking hurt was driving on the 5. There was like a coyote, mm-hmm. but it had clearly just been hit by a car, and it
oh
like
God.
It like broke its back legs or something, and so it was like pulling itself.
Okay, Zach,
it was alive.
Yeah,
oh my God, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, that
dude.
One stuck in my head. That one was
cool.
Welcome
to Fantasy Date Night podcast where we talk about fucking.
They're probably okay
kill,
though. If they're alive kill. And they made it off, they're good. Yeah,
coyotes are resilient.
Yeah, they don't need all four legs.
No. There's only been two recorded deaths by coyotes in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, and one was a kid and one was some lady.
That makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
How's that?
You're like, don't have to worry about
it. It's not
coyotes.
Like mountain lion status.
No. No.
It is pretty wild seeing like I'll be driving early in the morning and they're just out and about around here. Not here, but like
dude, the Naval Center across from our office, there'll be like through all times of the day, there's you see like coyotes all the time, yeah. anywhere from like 15 to 20, just like mobbing
I
through there.
I could fuck a coyote up if I needed to, though.
Yeah,
but a pack. I mean, like, how many coyotes would it take where you're like, I'm not sure anymore?
I think three's my limit.
Three? That's pretty. I feel like I could do more. Than three.
I could confidently take on 5.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think that's
after
probably
5. It's 50-50.
Do I have a weapon?
Mine's like 4 or 5.
No weapon.
It's when they can really surround you and you get to, like, I got my eyes on 3 or 4, but then one jumps on your back.
The key is you really only have to fuck up the first one.
Yeah.
And then the others are like, oh, maybe not. Yeah. Let's not.
I think Shane.
Let's not fuck with this guy.
I think Shane is more like susceptible to coyotes with his, like, small calves. I think that us.
Less meat to grip on, though.
Well, I'm saying he would be injured faster.
Why would I be injured faster? Because I have small calves.
You just, they would get your Achilles faster.
Well, no, because it would be
your Achilles is in your calf.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot, first off. Second,
I'm always wearing boots.
Less weight. So if I have bigger calves, it's harder to get.
Less for
but you, it's easier to get. You're less explosive, though, you
I'm
know?
More explosive because I'm quicker. More bigger calf, more weight.
Yeah, you have less meat to move. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about my calves.
Tucker Carlson got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Don Lemon. What was the big...
Dish from the Minions.
Yeah,
Fox the Minions. News has gone woke, and they can't have a conservative voice on their network anymore.
He was speaking too much truth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, Tuck, you gotta spread the truth out over the course of months. You can't just like hit everybody with this unfiltered truth. They're not ready for it.
I do find it interesting. Like, I don't know where I sit on how I feel about this, because he like, so what happened is he got fired.
Big Tucker guy.
He got fired for like talking shit on the executives, more or less, that came out from like
his text. He got like a God complex, and like the Murdochs were like, we're gonna put you in your place.
Well, I mean, like, because of the Dominion case, like all this other shit about him came out where he's talking shit on like how he fucking hates Trump, how the executives at Fox suck,
and
they're like, they're being ridiculous, and like nobody's gonna trust him anymore. And so like where I have a trouble is like everything he was saying is like, yeah, that's fair. That's what a reasonable person would think. But then he turns around and doesn't even mention that when he has his show.
No.
So does that make him more evil, or
he's playing the game?
Yeah,
you're but just, it was also there was a like I don't know if it was direct sexual harassment from him, but like there's producers that like quit, and there's like claims being made of like his producers and just like this toxic like masculinity environment and like sexualizing people and like that kind of shit. Kind of similar to like the Don Lemon, because like they got fired on
Tucker
the same
Carlson
day.
Was fired for that shit though. I feel like that shit at Fox is no problem flies, but if you talk on the executives, that's what it's like, all right,
exactly.
That's... You harass Stacey all the time, no problem. You talk about Murdoch, you're gone.
Yeah.
My favorite is the where he's like in a Bass Pro Shop or something. And this guy comes up to him.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's you, dude. You're the fucking like
fuck.
He
you.
Doesn't freak out. Yeah. It's just a very not a very calm. He gets pretty intense, but it's just the perfect like. No, fuck you, man. Like, you're the reason. You're the reason shit's fucked up, right? Like, just drilling him for, like... And Tucker's like, ooh.
I'm with my daughter.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, man.
Yeah.
You, fuck you, basically. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And Bass Pro Shops are fucking cool.
Yeah. I will say that he is going to get up baggy wherever he goes next.
Yeah.
And we love a brother getting paid, you know?
I wouldn't call him a brother.
Not that guy. Not him, dude.
I just like seeing fellas getting paid.
You're
like,
where would he go, though? Where would he go next?
Oh, he's probably going to make his own thing.
Yeah.
He's going to, like...
Like True Social Tucker Carlson version?
He's going to do an... what was the other guy? The big...
Rush Limbaugh.
No.
Bill O'Reilly.
The lifting weights fat guy.
In the
Rogan.
No.
No, Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. The first ones you named, though, Bill O'Reilly, never back on his feet. Rush Limbaugh, I don't think he's doing shit anymore.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Well, okay,
is
Bill O'Reilly
might be.
Bill O'Reilly is fucking like old.
Yeah,
right. Tucker Carlson is like in his like prime, his like media prime right now.
I think he's done. I don't know where else he would go. You'd have to do his own solo internet show.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought it was whatever.
He's going to OAN, One News Network.
CNN's
going to
hire Tuck.
Yep.
Fox is going to hire Don.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flip flop.
Yeah. And apparently both Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson have the same lawyer to, like, negotiate the contract buyout. And, like, Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson are, like, texting each other now. Like, oh, hey, man, we both got fired same day.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
It just shows you how incestuous the industry
fucking
is.
Media, yeah.
And now it's literally, like... Oh, you're paying me to say this? Yeah, I'll say this.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, they don't really give a shit. It's just like, how can we make the most amount of money?
People are watching me.
Yeah, it's just like, that's so much worse than actually believing it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, finding out that he's just like, somewhat more normal than he portrays, it's like, almost a letdown. Because then it's just like, oh, so the all media is just fucked and there is no journalism anymore.
Basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, it's just... Once news turned into, like, opinion segments, because the news used to be, like, this cat was run over on the freeway exit, and, like, that's it. And then it turned into, like,
why?
And that was, like, an hour. Or, like, they would cover the events that happened, and, like, here's photos of the event, whatever.
It's
fertilizer for my strawberry guava plant.
It's piss. Woody has a bottle of piss. Like,
he has the tiniest
it's like,
amount
no,
of piss.
Well, it's like, are you drinking the piss? Are you... There's a
he couldn't finish.
There's a water bottle, clear water bottle, and at the very bottom is probably like a fucking I don't even know teaspoon of piss.
Yeah,
not very well hydrated.
Nope.
One of my favorite experiments that I've ever done is I found like a I took a picture of a gallon jug like kind of like pr-
pretty full of piss.
Okay.
Just like that was on the side of the road somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
not Corey's piss.
No, not my piss. And I figured out how many pisses I average. I found the average amount of pee that a person pisses and then divided that by like the gallon. And it was like, oh, somebody pissed in this like 9 times.
No.
Maybe way more.
I think your math's off.
Yeah. I think your math's perfect, dude. You did the field
that's
research.
That's like 40 pisses.
And it's not just that, like, for someone to pee in a bottle, they have to really pee.
Exactly. It's only nine.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so I've had to once pee in a bottle while I was driving, and it was one of those big Aquafina bottles. I filled up the whole thing and almost overflowed it. Because I had to pee so bad that I needed to pee in a bottle, had to do that, and it like surprised me with how much pee. So like a gallon, honestly, like serious times, maybe 2 pees. I swear to God.
No.
All right. There's no Aquafina things.
I'll let you set up the perfect experiment, and you drink as much as you want, hold your pee as long as you want.
I'm going to videotape this. You guys are
not filling up a gallon jug with 2 pees.
2.5.
No way. You're not doing it.
There's no way, Zach.
Yeah, that is egregious.
A gallon?
I mean, like, those big Aquafina bottles are what? They're like...
That's not a gallon.
Well, what is it? It's like fucking 32 ounces.
It's a liter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like, what? A gallon is 2-point-something liters? So that's...
Nobody really knows how much.
No one knows how many liters are in a gallon. Yeah. Guys, when was the last time you went out to dinner and there were balloon people making balloons?
They're like,
ooh... What restaurant?
Mario's.
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant, Mario's.
Like going table to table? Like
table to table.
Oh, gross. Like,
yeah. Okay, that was my... Okay, thank you. That was my whole...
I want to hear fucking...
Dude, that's what I'm saying. And it was like a younger guy, and then he had like clearly an apprentice that was even younger. Like this guy looked like he was maybe just out of high school.
Yeah.
And they were like full-blown balloon animal.
Were they good?
They
were good. The older guy was. He was making some crazy shit. But I didn't want any interaction. No. You know?
Was he going to tables without kids?
Yes.
That's the part where it's like, that's strange. I'm an adult.
He did probably clean up, but I went to dinner during balloon hours. Yeah.
I can make a sword balloon.
That's what the younger guy was making, and he gave like this table full of kids swords, and I was like, well, that's the last thing Mario's wants is like little kids sword fighting everywhere at the table next to like
balloon swords. You know what I mean?
Like doing this one,
but you can't even knock a tray over with the balloon sword.
I'm talking like they were too close to the table behind them, and they were like, if I'm trying to enjoy my fine Mexican cuisine,
yeah, I'm trying to dip my chips in some salsa.
I don't want a balloon.
He made a monkey.
Yeah.
A monkey hat.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
It looked like a monkey was holding onto your head and like on the side of your head and then this big long tail.
That's next level.
But then I felt bad because Leanne was like, I want one. And I was like, no, I'm not bringing him over. Like they walked by like 4 times and she's like, whoa, wow. I was like, I don't want to entertain. Because then it's like, I don't want to have that conversation. Yeah. The guy's going to take 5 minutes.
How much do you tip? And he's just standing there.
Yeah, and he's just standing. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not entertaining that conversation.
How much
do I tip him? There was no sign saying how much the balloons were. So it's like, okay, well, like
$5.
Right. Maybe that's too much.
It's a haircut situation where you like don't have to get a haircut. You know? Like, why would I do that?
Okay, balloon hours.
He had a pretty big, like, chest rig full of just like
balloons,
hundreds of balloons, hundreds of balloons, and I was calling him a coward because
he
to was his using face?
No from a distance.
Yeah,
this is the best way to call someone a coward.
Yeah,
he's using
under your breath behind their back. Yeah,
fucking coward.
He was using a pump instead of blowing it up with his mouth.
Dude,
that's
no,
so
yeah.
practical. There's no way you're gonna be doing that.
Exactly.
No. Tradition.
No, you have to use
traditional.
You don't fucking understand.
He doesn't. He has weak lungs. Think how strong your lungs would be if you blew up all the balloon animals with your mouth.
You just want your balloon guy fucking vaping and blowing up. And
oh, that would be sick.
Yeah,
vape in the.
Make me a usable vape balloon.
Make me
it's gonna be like the nitrous oxide balloons, but with vapes.
Yeah.
What's that one? There's that Nickelodeon dude, that star actor.
Drake Bell.
Yeah, he's just ripping those.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Have you guys ever? Well, everybody's done whippets. Never mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had some whipped cream in the refrigerator the other day, and I got
You've never done, like, a whipped cream huff?
No, I've never done Whippets.
Oh, it's fun.
You're missing out.
Yeah. Dude. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, it's one of those, like, yeah, you get lightheaded, sick, but, like, I don't know
no,
how
you
sick.
Hold your breath for a long
time. Yeah, I know, man. But you're, yeah.
We used to do Whippet races in college.
Whoa.
We would, like, fucking rip, like, a bunch of those little bullet canisters. And it's you and someone else, and you just, like, rip, like, 10 of them, and then you have to, like, run.
Oh, my
You have
Lord.
To, like, run and, like, touch the wall and come back, and it was, like, people would make it, like, five Ooh. Steps, and they're like, nope. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the new Vans Crocs?
No. No. Dude, okay, before we go any further, I'm not on the Croc tip. I hate Crocs.
That's a mistake.
I think they're so fucking lame. I think they're dumb. I don't think they're fucking anything that you should be wearing.
What about my Merrells?
Those are different.
They're the same exact thing.
You don't use those for, like, the everyday.
I would. I just forget
them. Then no.
The Vans Crocs, they look just like
Do you have a picture?
Vans slip-ons. And they're made up, they're like washable, and they have like holes in them.
Are they?
It's like they would be good like shower, you know, we wear like sandals and shit in the
showers.
Do
they look more like shoes or do they look like Crocs?
They look more like shoes.
Well, then I'm fine with
right
them.
Here.
And is it official? Is it an official collab? Or
those
is
are
it,
chill. I'd be down with those.
Vans slip on trek shoes.
And I know a lot of people are into Crocs, and I'm sorry. I can't get on board with it.
That's what I'm saying. These would be chill, like
those are chill
spa shoes, you know, or like camping shoes.
Yeah. You know what? You're just not a lifestyle guy, and Crocs are a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's sounds right. I'm not about that lifestyle.
Just any lifestyle. I'm saying you don't have a lifestyle.
Yeah,
you
I'm everywhere. So when am I?
You float aimlessly. It's disgusting.
Cool. Yeah. I'm not wearing Crocs, though, so I'm not doing too bad.
Let me see them feet in the Crocs, boy.
You want to see my feet in Crocs?
Yeah, just to get a sense of who you are as a person.
Guys, we lost a legend this week.
We did.
Jerry Springer.
Oh, damn.
Forgot about that.
The king of...
Jerry Springer died?
Yeah.
I love that, Zach, dude.
Fuck.
I love that Zach gets news.
Didn't you, your childhood just kind of died a little bit, huh?
Well,
your
there's still Maury, so I'm still good. When Maury goes, then it's a death minute.
But Jerry kind of like invented
He did, so he sick. Did. But
you are I not cut, the father.
I cut my teeth on Maury.
That's more Maury. More, I feel like that's more Maury.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But Jerry
started it,
Jerry
no doubt.
Jerry started
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, yeah.
That's a, that was a textbook... Home from school, sick.
Yeah.
I need to watch daytime television.
Yeah. Price is Right, Days Jerry of Springer, our lives. Maury. And then later in the afternoon, it was like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yep.
Sister, Sister, you know.
Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would be watching soap operas.
I don't
Days
know,
of
dude.
Our Lives.
I just remember the big hourglass Days of Our Lives is always was always on at all hours of the day. Nothing like some good daytime like soap opera though.
I kind of want to be like a housewife that just watches soap operas all day.
There's nothing stopping you.
I know. It's just like
just want to find that DBM folks
on the screen.
Why can't I have a 10 a.m. glass of Zinfandel? You know,
right. Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. I could see you like
put
almost
it in, put it in this. Show like, up to work.
Borderline train
no,
wreck.
I'm not going to work.
Housewife.
No. Yeah.
Like almost losing it.
I'm gonna bang the gardener.
Yeah.
Just have a
bang a pool boy.
Bunch of bennies every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should get addicted to pills.
You just flip the script, though. So, like, you're the at-home mom, but you're a dad, and you're banging the...
Babysitter.
Which
no, I'm so original.
No, you guys put that word, the babysitter, in my mouth. I didn't want to say babysitter. Pool guy, girl. yeah, I don't know. Maybe babysitter.
I want to be a fly on the wall for discussion of Corey being a stay-at-home dad, convincing his wife, like, okay, we have a pool. Like, we should definitely get this female pool player. She's the best.
Does a great job.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, but the she's pH. Driving from La Mirada. Yeah, she's the only woman pool cleaner, yeah. You know, in all of Southern California.
Hey, dude, I bet there's some women pool cleaners out there.
Yeah, there should be.
I have some beef. Do you, off the top of your head, have a favorite basketball movie?
Oh, man.
I know you're putting you in a spot. What is it? What's yours?
White Man Can't Jump.
Perfect. That's mine.
My thought was Space Jam, but...
Okay.
Hoosiers is pretty good.
Hoosiers is fantastic. So my whole thing is they're remaking...
Coach Carter?
Coach Carter's great. Samuel. They're remaking White Man Can't Jump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that.
And I'm just like... I'm like so against it. And it's Jack Harlow as Woody Harrelson's character. And I don't know if he can play basketball. I don't know if I don't think he's gonna pull it off. And I don't know why you have to remake White Man Can't Jump. Why can't you just like
it's fine. Why can't you just they nailed it?
It's timeless.
It's like that's them balling out. Like I don't know if this is gonna be Jack Harlow. Yeah. You're probably gonna have some stunt double doing some sick handles, you know, and it's like no.
Woody Harrelson was shredded in that movie too.
He was actually playing.
And Rosie Perez.
Oh yes. My
god. Fuck yeah.
And Wesley.
How did that?
It was so fucking tired.
Doesn't it end where they bet, like, Woody Harrelson has, like, 3 tries to slam dunk it and he can't or something?
That's, like, in the middle, like, they're just teaming up and they bet they're at, like, some fucking junkyard rim at night.
Yeah.
And they bet, like, he's like, I can fucking throw it down. And Wesley's like, no, you can't. They, like, just won, like, a 2-on-2 game for a bunch of money. And so he bets all the money and he loses. So it's just him continuously going home to, what's her name?
Rosie Perez.
Yeah, and she's training for Jeopardy. Right? The whole movie. It's fucking so good. And they're remaking it, and I'm really upset. And the trailer looked fucking atrocious. Mm. He's, like, trying to be, like, savvy. Jack Harlow's trying to be, like, savvy, like, funny, like, white boy on the basketball court.
And who's Jack Harlow again?
He's, like, the rap. Is he a rapper?
He took a... something.
He was in a bit of a love triangle with someone recently. He was... Wasn't he making out with, Emily Rajakowski?
That's Harry.
No.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, they're like the same kind of person, though.
No.
They are. To be honest, they are.
They're pull like up the a picture of those two people and tell me they're not. I think Jack Harlow's a rapper.
Yeah. He took Mac Miller's place when Mac Miller died.
Yes.
It's like, cool how they do that in media, where it's just like, all right, now you can fulfill his white rapper. Yeah. Exactly.
You're pretty spot on there.
We need to hit this demographic.
Yeah.
Like, just do another basketball movie. Call it something else. Don't call it White Man Can't Jump.
Speaking of white men not being able to jump, Joe Rogan came out saying that the only thing that the Democrats can hope for is like Biden dying very soon. Like so they can replace him on the ticket.
Whoa.
Because he's not wrong. I mean like I don't he's not super wrong, but it's not like there's strong opposition yet. Like what is it? It's gonna be Trump, DeSantis.
It's probably gonna be Trump to be honest.
Yeah. That other lady.
No, George Santos?
He was talking about possibly running.
No which way.
There's no way.
I don't think he will either, but
let him run.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
please.
Honestly, let them all run. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's just, that was a pretty interesting take, you know? Like, just president's like, got to die. It's like, remember back in the day, if you were, like, saying shit like that, it was like, whoa, dude, you can't say that.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, fucking kill him. He's going
to
die early.
Like, you used to get, like, a knock on your door from Secret Service for saying shit like that. And now it's just like, oh, what are we going to do, you know?
Big news. I don't know if you saw, McDonald's is doing the Big Mac sauce as a side dipping sauce now.
It's for free?
It's Thousand Island. It's special Thousand Island. Shut it's up. Not far off.
Zach.
I fucking have Big Macs more than all of you guys.
Oh, it's just, I'm sorry. Not fucking secret sauce.
Yeah, but it's basically Thousand Island. I'm sorry. It's not a huge difference.
I'm sorry. I said McDonald's is now doing the Big Mac sauce now in a dipping sauce. And
as like a side.
It's fucking Thousand Island. Whatever.
Okay, well, you can't get it at McDonald's normally.
So...
Now you can get it.
Now you can get the Big Mac sauce as the side dipping sauce, though.
You want to dip your chicken nuggets in Big Mac sauce? You can now.
I just don't. I mean, like...
Weren't you talking about extra sauce on the Big Macs?
Have you guys ever gotten extra sauce on the Big Mac?
No. You don't need a fucking extra sauce. There's so much
it
sauce.
It changes the burger it's completely.
It's fucking disgusting.
No, I do like a fucking lubricated
it's meal. Fucking... They'll lube it up for you.
Dude. I want it... Like, you know how you get a... like a wet enchilada.
Yeah.
Give me a Big Mac like that.
That's aggressive, dude.
Like, I want a knife and fork.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Mac.
Whoa, knife and fork.
Like a wet burrito? Yeah, a wet Big Mac.
It's a layer of Big Mac sauce on the bottom of the tray, the carton it gives you. Then it's the first bun. Then it's Mac sauce. Then it's patty Mac sauce. Everything, every layer of anything.
Okay. Like, unable to order it. Like, you have to eat it in because they serve it in a tray that has lips on it because there's so much
hands
sauce
are covered in Mac sauce, licking your fingers.
Talk about fork and knife.
Yeah. I mean, Shane would still eat it with his fingers.
Yeah. At some point. Shane's pouring a wet burrito and just palming it.
It's a scoop. It's the scoop, and you're holding it in your palm like that. Because it'll just disintegrate if not. And you're just sucking.
Yeah. That's like going to like 31 flavors and being like, I'll have one scoop and putting your palm out. No cup, please. Yeah.
I was at sushi this week, and...
Ooh.
I kind of got into a debate with somebody because they were talking about like how, you know, there's a time for sauces, and I was saying I don't think there's a single sauce out there I don't like. Like, I couldn't think of a single one. Is there a sauce you guys wouldn't fuck with?
I'm not a big fan of.
It's a good question.
Like hollandaise. I know it's not a sauce, but like
I think hollandaise, that's a sauce.
That's a sauce.
I need to have it with
a creamy, liquidish topping. I think that's a sauce.
That's a sauce. Yeah.
It's like kind of like a mix between like a solid and a liquid state, right?
Mm. No, hollandaise
that's a
is
sauce.
Liquid.
That's, yeah,
but it's like a dollop.
I mean,
sometimes.
Sometimes it can be thicker, like whipped cream almost. Yeah. But
when he goes fancy restaurants,
I don't get that kind of hollandaise.
I mean, I don't order hollandaise. Like, I don't get
nitrous
like
frozen nitrous.
I couldn't come up with a single sauce I don't fuck with. Hollandaise
I don't like
is dope.
Fish sauce sometimes.
Like the tartar sauce?
I love tartar sauce.
It's like an Asian fish sauce.
Yeah, that's more of like an ingredient dough versus a sauce.
Yeah.
I think shitty ranch.
I fuck with all ranch.
I would rather have shitty ranch than no ranch.
What is shitty ranch to you?
Okay. Have you gone to Wingstop?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good ranch.
Yeah.
Wishbone in a bottle.
I like how we started. We're like, here's the top bar.
Good ranches. Yeah.
Wishbone in a bottle. It's a bad sauce. That's a bad ranch.
I don't know that one.
Newman's Own.
Steve Charlburger.
Yeah, that's good ranch.
It's a good ranch.
I'm just going to go with it. God damn.
Okay. McDonald's does not have a good ranch.
The ranch is fine. I don't think there's a bad. There's not a bad ranch. There's not a bad sauce.
Yeah,
with all sauce.
I agree. I would agree with that statement. There's way more
good sauces than bad sauces.
So wait, somebody was saying that
they were like taken back. We started talking about sauces, and I was like, honestly, I don't think there's a sauce I wouldn't fuck with. All sauces are good, and they were like weirded out by that, and I was like,
no, I can't.
I couldn't come up with any.
Yeah, I can't disprove your theory here. So
horseradish. I like horseradish.
See, that's not really a sauce.
I count that as a sauce.
It can be, actually. It can be. Yeah. It can be.
It's in the hollandaise category.
Yeah,
it's
in the hollandaise category.
Wow. Mustard?
I love mustard. All types of mustard.
Yeah, mustard's good.
Damn, I can't think of a bad sauce.
That's what I'm saying. All sauces are good.
Yeah.
So,
here's the mission. Find a bad sauce. I'm gonna go find a bad sauce.
Please, I'm curious.
Whenever I go to, what's that chicken place that's closed on Sundays?
Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Very rarely go, but when I do, I get one. Give me one packet of every sauce.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I totally respect that.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is bomb. That's there's
all
something special
like
about
50
that
of them.
It's
yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce is the best.
I got that honey one too. It's fucking good. Oof.
And just like the way it's packaged, it's like a deep,
perfect.
It's not like a shallow sauce packet.
I was at like an event where Chick-fil-A was doing Chick-fil-A was doing like boxes. It was fucking awesome. And I was like, ooh, I hope they're not doing fries. They weren't doing fries, which is a thing.
Why would you hope they're not doing fries?
Because you're not cooking them on the spot.
Oh,
and
so
I'm getting shitty fries, you know. So they did chips, but it was hot chicken sandwich, and then underneath that hot chicken sandwich, chocolate chip cookie. So it's heating that up. Whoa. It was just like the construction.
Warm chocolate chip cookies.
I'm a slut for it, baby. I was fucking.
Oh, it wasn't. Sorry, never mind. I thought you were saying that the chocolate chip cookie was in the chicken sandwich.
Yes, in the chicken sandwich. No, underneath it. Anyway, I was like with somebody, and I was like, "Oh, hey, do you want me to grab you a Chick-fil-A sauce?" Automatically thinking that's like a standard across everyone who goes to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I wouldn't even ask.
Who's this fucking monster?
Right, okay, thank you. And I gave this like, oh my God, and I didn't want to blow up it on him in a room of people.
You just
like,
saved it to
I
blow
was about
up on
to
later.
Get aggressive, because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Have you never tried?
You did blow up on him, just not publicly.
Correct.
Good, good.
But I could have blown
needed to happen.
Those are grounds for like an absolute blow up.
Yeah.
That's acceptable to blow up on someone for
was
that.
Was there not like a...
All sauces you could want. It had all of them.
So he was like, I don't want the Chick-fil-A sauce. Give me a different sauce or no sauce?
He wanted dry?
He wanted a different sauce, but I was just like, you're not including the Chick-fil-A. He says, I don't like the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, see, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I'm going to try the Polynesian or the Buffalo, which I was like, those are two great choices.
Yeah. You can't make a definitive statement like that.
No, you can't. You can't.
Would I die if I drank this?
It's piss.
Maybe. So when I got the strawberry guava tree, the guy who got it, or who, like, whatever, makes them, gave that and was like, yeah, dilute this in 5 gallons of water. So that's, it's like, lot. Highly concentrated fertilizer. Yeah.
Highly concentrated.
So yeah, you could drink it.
Okay, never mind. Maybe I won't take.
I should have started with this. You need to go out to your store and you need to stock up on white rice. There's a huge shortage of white rice right now. Run to the store, get the big bag. Don't skimp. Everyone needs to be ready.
What about like jasmine rice? Do you ever? You don't use jasmine rice?
Ever fucking buy jasmine rice?
It's the same thing.
It's not quite the same, but
I'm not doing this podcast anymore.
It's all about brown rice.
Oh, my
that's the God, fucking worst goddamn answer. Are you fucking serious?
Do brown rice is worse for you.
It's worse for you.
No, it's not.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Not.
Yeah, I thought it was better for you. But
it's not better for you.
Okay, either way.
You guys are idiots. Oh,
either way, God. Like, you know it tastes worse, though, right?
It's cardboard.
It does taste worse.
Okay, at least we can agree with that. Yeah, okay.
But it is healthier for you.
It's not.
It's healthy. Yes, it is.
No, there's pesticides on the husks of the rice.
Yeah. That's all dirt. That's why it's brown as shit.
As long as you know it tastes worse, it's okay. We can still be friends.
Yeah. It does. It doesn't.
If you thought it tastes better, though.
No. But it's better for you. It's better for you.
What's Uncle Ben going to do?
I went to the grocery store yesterday and there was...
You buy Uncle Ben white rice in the package?
No. I'm just asking.
What's he gonna do?
Yeah.
He only does brown rice. He's fine.
There's a fuck ton of white rice at this Amazon Fresh.
Go fucking get it, dude.
I'm a brown rice guy.
Oh my God.
You fucking... There's no way you only eat brown rice with everything. Like, there's no time for white rice in your life.
Woody goes to the sushi restaurant.
You have sushi, you get fucking brown rice with it.
No.
Okay, well then, yeah.
If I'm buying rice to make,
you don't make sushi
at home. No, I don't. I'm buying brown rice.
Sushi at home never works.
No,
no.
White rice is good for sushi because it's sticky.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, and plus, like, omakase, dude. I'm gonna trust the chef. If the chef brings me sushi with brown rice, I'm gonna be like, okay, he did this for a reason.
He fucking commits.
Seppuku or whatever. Yeah,
on the spot. Oh, could I have that with brown rice, please? He would freak out.
Oral sex fueling epidemic in throat cancers.
Don't share that.
So,
some news is bad news.
You gotta stop.
For pussy, though.
Yeah.
It's men performing oral sex.
Yes.
On women.
On women.
So
they're poisonous.
Good save.
Whoa.
Women are poisonous?
It was a save until you said that.
Yeah, would you like to clarify?
As there's something... I don't know.
Corey immediately realized that he was a representative.
Knee-jerk reaction.
He had to pull back a little bit.
Backfired.
I retract my statement.
But
women are not poisonous.
If you perform oral sex and you have had more than like 6 lifetime partners, your chances of getting throat cancer goes up 900%.
From wieners?
From eating box.
Wait,
from lunch and box.
This is as a man. Specifically just for going down on women, not blowjobs.
Oh. Yes.
So women are safe.
No, women can still contract STDs in their throats, but it's it's definitely
what?
This study was specifically for cunnilingus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Corey's right. I thought it was
when Michael Douglas
got throat cancer
from eating Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I mean, yeah, don't want to out Catherine Zeta, but they've been married for a long time and he had throat cancer and he came out and he was like, yeah, it's because I performed cunnilingus.
Seriously?
Yeah. That was like a thing. This was like years ago. Dude.
He came out and said that?
Yeah.
Throat
cancer's not fun one, too. So that sucks.
He was pissed.
I'm already predisposed.
You got it.
To throat cancer. So, Zach.
Because
all the pussy eats.
Why did you single me out?
I don't know, dude. You just seem like you eat good box.
Cool.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I mean, like, it sounds like it is on the surface.
You're a generous lover, right?
Yeah, when you look at, but you, like, out of all of us, you're just like, you eat fucking pussy. When you say it like that, it's just like, I don't know. I know that's a compliment, but
it doesn't.
I know. See, that's definitely an insult. Then.
Yeah, that is. I'm offended and
disgusting.
Hurt by that.
That's what he stands.
That's, yeah, no.
And I just don't know how to do it.
Corey's being very libelous right now.
Woody's uncomfortable.
Slander. Slanderous.
You take your glove off and slap me in the face.
I challenge you to a duel. I listened to last week's pod, and when we brought up Zach's wallet, I like had like a cringe of when you pulled it out. I thought it would be a fun exercise if you're cool with this. Can we like Marie Kondo your wallet right now?
Okay, yeah. Not right now, but can we do it next episode? Want, I have like, a wallet. Sensor? I have a wallet that I'm supposed to move all of this stuff into, and I just haven't yet.
Okay,
so can we do that? I'll bring that wallet,
cause
and then
like,
we can do it.
Because like this is my wallet. I've got like four cards and cash
right here.
You just
the
don't
business,
right
here. Yeah, you need a separate business.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm almost grabbing a stack of business cards and putting them in my pocket separately.
No, yeah. That's too much. I can't do that. This doesn't work for my life.
But it's Saturday, and you do not need those in your wallet today.
But I'm not going to remember by Monday when I do need
that. That is a half inch of fucking...
This is not a half inch. It's a quarter inch, but still a lot.
How many business cards do you need that is? 25?
50.
Somewhere in there. Probably 25.
It's too many. Can I have one?
You don't need that. Yeah, can I have one? I'm helping you out, dude. One card at a time.
All the assurance.
No, well, let's not dox.
I don't know why doxing. Reading my business card, I don't think it's doxing.
You want his license number?
It says,
okay, Zach's cell phones.
Work cell phone.
I already get so many fucking bullshit calls. It's fine.
Okay.
Sports. But I think it would be a healthy exercise if we Marie Kondo'd your wallet and got it to like a manageable.
Okay, I'll bring my other wallet and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I love that. It's a good idea.
I was also thinking about, like, they have those Ridge wallets. They seem cool. Anybody got one of those?
I've been looking at getting one of those, and, like, all the reviews are it's, like, it's such a pain to, like, get cards out of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. It's, like, it's just, like, a hassle. It's not like you just, like, oh, pull a card out. It's, like, you have to, like, two hands, like, pull it out.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah. It's, like, a hassle. Yeah.
Okay.
This
so.
I got a hair tie on like my multi tool, and this thing
yeah,
I've had this for
the
years.
Because
like the original rubber, the original like band thing fell off, but dude, yeah, I only have to replace the hair band like once every 2 years.
That's an interesting move.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think you should be holding that up as an example of what a good wallet should be.
What do What do women say about it?
Love it.
Like, where did you get that hair tie?
Well, and it's like, oh man, my hair. I'm like, oh here.
Here's this dirty ass hair tie here.
So I have on this.
It's been
all
on
my
every
money.
Surface ever. I have a big wallet. My wallet's too big.
It's a tiny little baby wallet.
That's just like not enough. Like I'm worried that you're gonna be somewhere and you're gonna be like, oh my god, I needed my
my Blockbuster card,
my punch card.
Yeah, how do you not have more cards?
Work, credit, work credit card, debit card, AAA just added the AAA card. Just
you
got
can,
AAA.
But you can also put that on your phone, too.
Mm.
Or you leave that card in your car.
$100 emergency.
I've got two credit cards, a debit card, my ID, and then my car key. And that's it.
Your car key is a credit card? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tesla doesn't have keys, they have cards?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's attached to my phone, but if like my phone died, I needed to get in my car, I put this up to my door and it unlocks. This is like a valet card.
Yeah.
That's cool, I didn't know that.
Shane has like a bunch of garbage in his wallet, like my soul.
Yeah, I have soul.
Yeah,
have
you soul can't get rid of that. You might need that at any...
It popped out. I was at Trader Joe's the other day and I went to pay and...
Of course, soul popped out.
It did. It like, the dollars... fell out onto like the nice little chocolates and stuff they have, the trinkets.
Nice. I'm sure they had
like,
about that.
Yeah, like dirty ass. Some dirty ass money. Yeah, I got some yen for good luck. I got some dollars. I got my insurance. Yeah, whatever. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Lakers.
Sports. Sports news for the week. The coolest video I saw of the week, I think it was last week. Carolina Hurricanes forward Sucker punches New York Islanders moments after being checked into the New York bench Friday.
So hockey?
Yes.
Hockey.
We need to be watching more hockey, everybody.
Yeah.
Because this video, the guy on the red team gets checked over the boards into the blue team's bench area. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's clearly outnumbered. Bad situation. You want to probably get out of that situation as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Gets checked over the boards, gets up, kind of pissed, like kind of not disoriented, but like fucking stumbling up. Like looks left, looks right, tags the guy closest to him, the assistant captain on the bench, full tags him, and then jumps back in and starts playing. Nice. No ball.
Didn't punch the guy that checked him, just a random guy.
Yes, yeah. Just a random guy that he was right next to. Boom, jumps back in, begins to play. Nothing happened, no call. And I think it might be the best sport. I think that might be the best sport in the country.
It was called because it wasn't seen, though, not because it was like, that's fine.
I think it was definitely fine.
Did you see the? I don't know if we talked about this already. So the New York police and the New York firefighters, they have a hockey game against each other.
Yeah,
and the firefighters were crushing the cops. It was like eight. It was like 8-4, and at the very end of the game, these two, like a cop and a firefighter, are fighting. They get into a scrap, and the firefighter like beats the fuck out of this cop.
Love it.
And like everybody's going fucking wild in the stadium. Wow, and shit.
That's so cool.
And the firefighters' jerseys, like all the cops have their name on the back, and it just says, all the firefighters just say bravest.
Whoa.
And then their number below.
Yes. That's a shot.
And it's just like, damn, you guys fucking owned those cops.
Yeah, you
like,
owned those cops.
Well, and like the cops and firefighters hate each other.
Hate each other.
Have you seen the video of like the firefighter getting arrested on the freeway?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's like an accident and firefighters show up in their fucking fire truck, you know, and they're like blocking lanes, you know, because it's like there's an accident. They need to like do their shit. And this cop pulls up and it's like, you gotta fucking move your fire truck, blah, blah. And the guy's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? And he gets arrested.
Yeah. Nice.
And he's like, man, you're such a piece of shit.
Bail that guy out. Yeah. My next one I saw, I think it was a couple days ago, there was like, for the hockey, they have lines, right? That's like their subs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a full, like, one line came in, and it was 3-on-3 brawl. And it was just like, yeah, go ahead. Like,
everybody's going to fight right
And it
now.
Was so sick, because the ones that are, like, agreed upon before, where it's like, hey, like, you want to go?
Yeah.
Clearly, like, these two are like, all right, helmet, like, spins the helmet on the ground.
Yeah.
One glove, two gloves, like, fucking curl up the sleeves. Like, it was a full blown.
Squaring off.
I mean, talk about, like, throwing rice. We're talking about showmanship. We're talking about
the pageantry.
The pageantry of it all. And then, like, these two guys are beating the fuck out of each other. These two guys are beating the fuck out of each other. And I think my favorite part was like there was probably like two guys on each team. Maybe it was like overtime or something where they weren't fighting. And those guys' jobs were like, he's got a stick and he's like moving the helmet out of the way so they have room to fight.
Yeah.
Moving the glove. And it's like, dude, you even see pictures of like people of opposing teams like shoulder and shoulder watching the fight. I'm like, I need to
There's
watch.
There's a camaraderie about the violence.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the refs let it happen.
Until you fall to the ground. And even at sometimes where it's like, you'll fall to the ground and then they'll get right up. And then it's like, oh yeah, it's fine. Keep fighting. Yeah.
There's like 5-second rule to it.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking great sport.
And
it's beautiful.
I just like the style of fighting is unique. And in like how they
you
do
grab the jersey
over the head and then it's the uppercut.
Or it's just like you both have the meat.
Yes.
Yeah. And the shoulder meets and then it just wears.
You're both cocked back. Just whoever throws this haymaker, whoever connects with the first haymaker is just, they're winning.
Because you're on skates. It's like you're not on solid ground. So you need to to anchor yourself.
And then even like, so I have my left hand's got all your jersey and even those little
Yeah,
I love those, dude. And it's just beautiful. They're the toughest motherfuckers out there.
There was 4 elimination games last night.
Really?
In the NHL, and I wanted to like fucking watch all the highlights.
And
so I need
chirping,
to go back and do that.
The chirping is
What's
so
the chirpy?
Like just them talking shit.
Ah.
In like a Canadian accent. It's the best.
It's one of the most fun live sporting events.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm usually pretty good about, obviously you probably just need to watch it more, but I'm like, fuck, where's the puck? Did that go in? Like, I'm not, my eyes
it
not
is
trained.
Hard to follow
it's pretty hard to follow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first set of sports news. Second, obviously the Lakers won. Woo. We haven't talked since, I think...
AD stepped up and finally did what he needed to do.
Yeah. I think the last we spoke, it was Dylan Brooks got kicked out, maybe? That was the game?
Yeah.
Anyway, so like... The villain, he totally paints himself as a villain, talks shit, pokes fun at LeBron, and then comes out and is like, you know, I just think the media is portraying me as a villain, da 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 da. And it's like, dude, you just called out the greatest player, arguably of all time. And so the last two games, he declined to speak. His quote was, "I'm out." Yeah. And then last night, he left the locker room before media was allowed.
Didn't shower,
just like fully left.
And he's a fucking coward.
Yeah, he's a coward, number one, because if you're going to lean into the villain role, you can't back out of the villain role.
I feel like the villain role is the most fun. If I was in media like that, I think I'd want to.
But think about this guy. He's in his last year.
Yeah.
He's in the last year of his contract. You're the number two seed. You should be going to the finals, right? And you totally poke the bear. And that's the turning point of the series.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I don't know if they're going to... The whole... Everyone was yelling like... what is it? Ni hao? Is that how you say hi in Chinese?
Yeah.
Everyone's yelling ni hao because it's like your ass is getting shipped to China. There were like a couple... maybe Thai teams commenting on the post that said like, we don't want him either. Like it was deep. It was like a deep cut. And I just love to see that happen.
Totally related and probably the most uplifting sports story in the last 24 hours was Jack was back, guys, at Staples Center.
Yeah.
He had a fucking hero's welcoming. They played, like, a little montage of him in his movies.
Yeah, it was sick. It
and
was needed.
He was, like, he talked with LeBron before the game, and they hugged.
LeBron came over and, dapped him up. And it was like,
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't been to a game since, like, the opening game, I think.
Why?
I think it's been a couple years.
I think he's just...
He has dementia and, like...
And there were photos taken of him on his balcony. Mm-hmm. It was, like, first time recluse Jack Nicholson seen in years. And he's, like, on his balcony with, like, a super oversized shirt, like... Jack Nicholson hair, like bedhead, right?
Just vibing.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, look at him. Blah, blah. It's like, yeah, look at him, dude. He's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. He's glorious. He doesn't give a fuck.
Old man. Who cares?
Yeah. So he says, I don't respect Dylan Brooks. I don't respect anybody until they drop 40 on me. Yeah. Well, they fucking beat the Memphis Grizzlies last night by 40 points.
Well,
and they just shit on him everywhere.
Shaq came out because LeBron had 20 points and like 22 rebounds, and he's like, dude, that's he dropped more than 40. He dropped 42 on you.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I saw this Twitter video of this might be like one of my biggest fears. So this guy's clearly on a date with this chick. They're probably like two rows up at a baseball game. The first a ball gets hit to him, and it's like those things are moving pretty quick. I totally understand. Ball gets hit to him, and he like totally fumbles it. It like hits the ground, and it's like it slows down a lot. But he like tries to grab it, and he's like 3 feet away. So like whatever, he misses it. A second ball gets hit to him, and it's like even worse of an attempt. 3, 4, and literally to the point where like the ball guy's like tosses him one, and he like can't catch it, and it's like. You just got totally humiliated on like national TV. It's all over the internet, and like this.
That's
poor
a fear
guy.
For you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not for me. Give me an opportunity. I'm gonna fucking knock. I'm catching.
No.
It. I'm catching.
In the stadium. Yeah, everyone's looking at you.
Time it's to a lot shine. Of I honestly would love that.
I blew it. I had an opportunity to catch a foul ball, and I fully blew it.
I think baseball's easy. I'd palm it, no problem. Just
beer in one hand.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was in Japan.
It would be like in front of a baby's face too. Yeah, like I saved the day.
Well, I kind of.
You didn't save the day.
Well, it was like an older woman, and so foul ball gets hit up, and I'm like, oh my god, like
it's coming to me.
It's I got in the bag, like full blown. I'm fucking totally scanning. I've got it. I'm tracking it, and I go to and I just like I don't know. I blacked out. Never happened to me before, dude. I blacked out.
Under the lights,
totally whiffed it, and it hits this lady. And I was like, oh my god, is this lady okay? And she had her purse, this old Japanese woman, she had her purse over her lap. And I was like, oh my god, like, are you okay? And she like points to her purse and then like does like a bow, like a thank you bow, because it like fucking saved her. This thing was going, this was fucking her up, you know? And totally lost it. Some kid grabbed it. So under the lights, I choked.
Speaking of under the lights, at last night's Laker game, during the first quarter, they do like a, they get a kid out there, yeah. You have 30 seconds to score 10 points, right? And it's like a layup's worth one, free throw's worth five, three-pointers worth 10. And it's like, okay, go, you have 30 seconds. And normally it's like the kids try a couple threes and they miss and then they go do layups and whatever. And it's like if you win, you go to Lakers summer camp, whatever. And it's like, okay, the time starts, and the kid puts the ball down, and he starts doing the Hulk Hogan, like, raising, like, up, you know, he's pumping, he's walking around, pumping the crowd up, and the lady's like, the clock started, like, go, go, like, he knows, and he's like, you know, he goes to this side of the crowd, and, like, does, like, a Hulk Hogan, like, pump, pump up, and there's 5 seconds, like, he burns 25 seconds of the clock. She's like, go, go. You're like, you got it. It's, we're going, you know? And 5 seconds off, he picks the ball up, like, bites his lip, shoots it, totally misses. And it's like, oh. And then it's like they play the womp, 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 womp. It's like packed Lakers Staples Center.
Playoff elimination game.
And then he has to, like, pose with the Lakers cheerleaders after for, like, the photo. And it's just like, you fucking idiot.
You either
I support that. That would have been so sick if he made it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I support it.
Every time.
I think I support it if you just take the whole 30 seconds and do the Hulk Hogan.
Don't even shoot the ball. Yeah.
Just fucking get the crowd pumped up.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would have been a little bit better. He was like 12, dude.
Yeah. Steve's points for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he did anything wrong. You missed it, but that's fine. Yeah. You still fucking, you're a winner in my book.
Yeah. The ultimate would be making the half court shot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude.
I think I could do it.
There's no way.
It's so different because, like, I had Lakers season tickets, and there were things that you could do sometimes, like, after the game. Like, you do shoot around on the court. Or it's like if you show up on a day where, like, they don't have a game, you can compete in, like, you know those things at arcades where you shoot the ball?
Yeah.
And, like, you go in, you have, like, 30 seconds to see whatever. Yeah. And, like, I did that. And even with, like, a pretty empty Staples Center, everybody's there watching, and it's a whole different ball game.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, completely different.
Thrive under pressure.
Oh, dude.
There's gives me power. Zach.
Oh,
I'm better with more people watching.
Dude, 20,000 people plus everyone at home watching you shoot from half court.
That's great.
Imagine
I'll never make it by myself.
Oh, dude.
There was a sick shot of LeBron got to the game last night at like 2. Their game's at 7:30. And he's just getting shots up in an empty Staples Center. It's literally just like one guy rebounding and Bron's getting shots up at like 2 o'clock. And just like no headphones, no, just full, just focus.
Yeah,
dude. I was like, damn, empty Staples Center shoot around. I might go up there. Sorry, crypto. What is it?
Crypto.com arena.
Jesus Christ.
Did they change? Because like all the freeway signs used to say Staples Center.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Did they like change that?
Probably.
Crypto arena.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be like the small they pay in redoing all. That can't be that much.
Well, it's, I think like a lot of the streets around that stadium is like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Boulevard, you know, and like that kind
one
of shit.
One more time.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Boulevard. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Boulevard.
It is a hard one.
Yeah. Say that 10 times in a row.
Did he change his name? That's not his birth name, right?
He did change his name.
Yeah. Alcindor. Louis Alcindor or something like that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Alcindor. Yeah, my last piece of sports, and this is a sad one. I think Phil Jackson's losing it. Mm-hmm. He came out with a couple hot takes recently.
Yeah,
how he doesn't follow the NBA anymore, and it started when
it's too political.
It's too political, and it started in the bubble, and then he even threw in like it was like the bubble and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah,
and how like the NBA like fucking politicized whatever, right? And it was like, it's such a hard take.
Dude. That's a standard old white man take, though.
I know. Well, and like he's the best.
And like ever. Looking back, because like I read that too, and I was like, man, that's such a bust. Yeah. Like, just don't say anything.
Just don't say it.
And then like looking back, you know, him and LeBron had beef because Phil Jackson like used the word posse.
Yeah.
And that's
been negative like every once in a while. Some,
yeah.
It's yeah. unfortunate because he's like he's the best coach ever.
Well. Professional coach, yeah.
Yeah.
John Wooden probably is best, like, overall coach ever.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate to see, like, a coach you really respect, and you're like, dude, you're...
Anybody just, you respect, and you're like, oh, dang, you suck.
It's like old senile racist grandpa, almost, we were talking about last week. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's unfortunate.
It kind of goes back to, yeah, exactly, like, the Jonathan Majors thing, like, great actor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I was walking out of Sprouts the other day, and I totally walked up to the wrong car. It was the same car as mine, and I walked up and was like cranking on the fucking driver's door, and it wasn't opening, and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like looking into the car like, what's going on? And there was this poor lady in the back seat, and I totally scared her, and I was like, I'm so fucking sorry. And I kind of made a fool of myself.
She was in the back seat. She was like,
yeah, it was weird. She was like on the phone, like chilling, maybe having a nap or something, and I like woke her up.
Was she cool about it?
She was cool about it. She was a lot cooler than she could have been, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been cool about that.
I would not have been cool about that.
No. Yeah.
And I felt so bad. It was like the most sincere apology I've had in quite some time.
Yeah. Because
I would have felt terrible. That's so awkward and so much just and then anxiety spike.
And then immediately I was like, wait, where's my car? To like a couple kind of interesting routes to get there, a couple beep beeps on the lock button to find it.
Did you guys ever have your car towed?
Yes.
Ever in your life? Right? Yeah. That was always like the biggest. When I was living in San Francisco, it happened to me like twice. And it's like the fucking shittiest when you like walk out and you're like, I'm pretty sure my car was right here. Yeah. And it's like, fuck.
And then dealing with that to get it out is so fucked.
Dude. Yeah. I was in San Francisco, got like staying at my friend's house, and it was like 8 a.m. And he's like, oh, Woody, you got to move your car. And I was like, I get up. He'd like the tow truck guy is like coming down the street, and I like, I get out, you gotta take the elevator down, run out. Fucking, I'm chasing my car as it's being towed, and I'm like, no, no. And the city guy just walks up and he goes, hands me a car, doesn't say anything. And
at least
like,
you got a car.
And then you
gotta
fucking go to Hunter's Point, this like industrial part of SF that fucking sucks.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you need your car? It's like, how long has it been here? It's like 30 minutes, it's like $600.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's
like, fucking kidding me.
300 for him, and then 300 for the
dude.
The other part, San Francisco parking that sucks. This is obviously terrible, but I was in college. A couple times you come home, and then you like go look for your car the next morning, and you don't 100% remember where you parked it because you might have had a couple drinks or something. And it's like, great, I have to fucking look over like an 8-block radius, so like could be anywhere.
Yeah,
it's sketch.
Yeah, it's not good. But
neither is driving your car drunk.
No.
And parking it in a strange location.
There's Zach, a friend of the show who also lived in San Francisco. I remember we spent a half day like driving around looking for his car because we had no
was that?
Yeah.
Way too rowdy.
Yeah. I wasn't with them, but it was like they called me and they're like, hey, can you drive me around? I have like no idea where my car is. It could be like anywhere in this, in the entire Sunset District. It's like, all right, cool, dude.
Nice.
Did you see Disneyland caught on fire? The dragon caught on fire?
It's self-immolated. It's self-immolated.
They were doing like Fantasia or whatever, and it caught on fire. Everyone had to evacuate. Oh. I think I might be trying to get hit by one of those pieces of flaming dragon, though.
Oh, yeah. Disneyland money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
And kind of just lean into a pitch there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it was a little too far. I think they were
just
like
on the island
water
or something. That's where you jump in the water, and you're like, I'm going to put it out. Like... Oh no, I got burned. I was trying to save the day. Disneyland, I need money.
You get a pretty nice paycheck from
Oh my god, Disneyland, it's like park money? Jesus.
Disneyland park. Give me the ticket
that's
sales from
your retirement.
I don't know if I can
plus
do
you're,
that.
Plus, you're a fucking guest. You're a fucking.
Yeah.
Basically, royalty there.
I don't know though. Like, I feel like that could be kind of dicey in court. No?
Going like against Disney lawyers.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, he was... That's interesting. There's a video of you running towards the fire.
Yeah. To put it out, yeah. Absolutely.
The whole dragon.
I mean, it doesn't even matter at that point. It's all PR. They're just going to pay you. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Hush right, money. Dude. I want some hush money.
I want that hush money.
I'll take hush money.
Yeah.
I'm not above it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the lowest amount...
of hush money?
Yeah.
It's the circumstance.
You see involuntary, like, manslaughter.
Oh, we're talking about mafia.
It's involuntary?
Yes.
Who's getting killed, too?
I don't think I can do that one.
Is it a bad person getting killed?
There's a racist man.
A racist man gets killed?
Yes.
By, he was doing racist shit and someone killed him involuntarily.
Somebody, like, one punch knockout, runs away, and then
somehow contacts you.
Yeah. And it's like, don't give me, don't give the police my description.
And he was spewing racist shit and
got, I knocked that racist man out and killed him.
That's a pretty perfect scenario.
Honestly, probably $0 in that suit. Because I don't want to be involved in that and, like, have the legal ramifications. I would just not say anything in that circumstance. I just don't talk to the cops. But I also don't want to be involved.
If it was a cop, a racist cop getting sucker punched, I would take $0 and I'd be like, I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I would not accept.
But you can get money.
Yeah, you guys are looking at this very strange. I'll take a million. My answer, a million.
Yeah.
You guys are looking at this way too.
Seven figures would be pretty chill. So just not do anything.
Yeah.
I have advice for the week. I went to your liquor store recently, yesterday actually.
Which one?
The one by your parents.
Yes.
Find your liquor store. Find a go-to liquor store that's, like, not a gas station.
Yeah.
Not some bullshit like booze only. Find your liquor store that's got everything in. Like, I literally saw dog food, cat food. I saw creamer. I saw
whatever
bacon.
You want.
Like,
you
know, a bodega.
Like a one-stop shop, baby. And I have mine, like, preferably on the way to, like, work or wherever you go. Maybe on the way home. But find your good. Stop settling for 7-Eleven. Stop settling for the bullshit.
Mom and pop
stores.
Yeah. Pay the extra.
Yeah.
For the mom and pop.
It's sometimes it's not even extra. It's like the same prices everywhere.
Yeah.
Those Syrian guys on.
They were the best.
Yeah, they're chill. Yeah, they're super chill.
Yeah, those
guys
are cool.
I don't know what it is with Syrians, but the one my liquor store. I don't know. Well, no, I like the owning liquor store. God damn it. Like the liquor store by me, my liquor store, I'm pretty sure it's Syrian dudes. That area of the world dudes, at least. And
it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you're good. You're good.
I haven't asked them where they're from, but you're like fine. Something like that. And it's like they just fucking bump techno at like 9 out of 10 volume every day, like 10 in the morning, and it's just like, God damn, it's a rough one.
Dude, you're in their world, though.
I am. I don't say anything. I'm not like complaining about it. It's just like, every time I walk in, it's just like, this is an interesting taste you guys are going for.
Zach hits him with the, what's up, brother?
Yeah, Zach is a brother. He throws brother. What's up, brother?
Yeah.
I respect
I'm homies
that.
With them. They're chill.
Yeah. Big, big shout out. It's not the best liquor store, but there was one. There's one by your house, your old place more so. Like on the, what is that? Is that Spring? Anyway, doesn't matter. Where they sell like pro clubs. They have pro club t-shirts in like a glass cabinet. Sometimes grab a Red Bull. That's fucking classy.
You need a new t-shirt?
You need a t-shirt? You need a new pro club? It's pretty fucking chill. But the snacks subpar, drinks subpar, everything else subpar. It's just they have pro clubs. So yeah, my advice, go find a good liquor store. With every flavor Red Bull and not just, like if you walk in, you go to Red Bull and it's just sugar-free and original, get the fuck out of there.
And if there's a Syrian dude working, it's a good sign.
Oh.
Those have been good ones for me. Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something negative.
No, I like my liquor stores with the Syrian boys. They're the boys. Yeah.